Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the External Bum Podcast, or show, however you want to put it. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. 347-205-9631 is the number to call. Call your friend, call your cousin. We have 150 right now on with us. I appreciate everyone being on for this time change at 10:30 this morning. My guests are Scott Morgenroth and J.T. Toth. Scott is from the South Florida Tribune, and J.T. is from Draft 412. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can also reach me on Twitter X platform. You can reach me at the on my own YouTube channel. I have my own website, www.rwmedia.org, and you can also Tuesday night, the Sports Corner radio show. It's from 5 to 6 p.m. on Beaver County Radio this week until the end of the year. And then starting January 2nd, we do the Year in Sports Review, 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. Put that on your calendar. All right, let's get started here. Scott, how are you this morning, and how can people get a hold of you?
Doing fine, Ralph. Thanks for having me. People can, first of all, subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, especially you, Lance. Okay, I'd like to be able to go at it more than once a week. And also, I have a book that just came out called Lessons from the Microphone that you can purchase on Amazon and Kindle. Our website is www.southfloridatribune.com. On Twitter, /X, at Tribune South. So that should give you a pretty good way to get a hold of us. But yes, Lance, looking forward to duking it out with you on the YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune. And if you want some good reading material, Lance, go ahead and get Lessons from the Microphone. All right, over to you, JT.
All right, JT, good morning. And tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
All right, thank you guys for having me on once again. You can get a hold of me at www.draft412.com. I'm also available on the Twitter X format. You get on the website as well. Subscribe to our newsletter. You get a newsletter every week with all kinds of draft prospect articles, stuff like that. Stay up with the NFL draft. And you can also get a hold of me at jt@draft412.com.
All right, JT, explain everybody about how Draft 412 works. I know you're one of my sponsors here for this show, and I appreciate that. So explain how that works.
We're basically like a hyper e-magazine that deals with all major sports, the draft format, the drafting. And so we have prospects on there for right now. You get on there, there's close to 150 to 200 prospects in the NFL draft in 2024. We're starting to get into the basketball, a couple hockey for 24, and we'll expand on them as well. And then come baseball time, we'll also have baseball guys on there as well. And basically, we just talk about the draft, what teams' needs are, free agencies, anything that deals with the draft. And, of course, since we're 412, we're going to expand on the Penguins, Pirates, and Steelers as well.
All right, we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. That is our studio sponsor here for the External Bum Show. Call them today for your website needs. They'll put up the website, manage it, and also upload all your videos, one low monthly price. They also have business pricing, and they will work with you on monthly rates. First Line Consulting Services, call them again, 1-877-926-6982. Our bum segment here is brought to you by P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Call them today, 412-965-6578. Let the experienced professionals detail your car, not the guy that's in a little small little garage that has no idea how to detail. Well, go to the professionals, P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Call them again today. Their number, 412-965-6578, P6 Auto Detailing. Okay, my bum for this week is Texas A&M. The reason I'm saying they're the administration are bums for firing Jimbo Fisher. Now, I understand Jimbo Fisher had 5-star recruits, and their record's only 6-4. I get it, okay? But, Jimbo Fisher was not a bad coach at Florida State. And then he went to Texas A&M. I guess they expected a whole lot more than what he was given for the money he was making. And I understand that. And but, again, too, I also say Jimbo Fisher's the bum in this as well, because he should have did better with these five-star recruits. You know what? I'm here in Pittsburgh. We have the University of Pittsburgh. I wish we had five-star recruits. I wish we had a coach that could coach five-star recruits. I wish we were in a national championship hunt, and we're not. Okay? So that's my bum for today. JT, who's your bum?
My bum's sort of coattailed off of what you're saying. Mine's Urban Meyer. Can we just give up on the Urban Meyer talk? Because as soon as Jimbo Fisher got fired, the first name I hear is Urban Meyer. And he was part of the Michigan State talk as well. Everybody can see what this guy's all about. He took Jacksonville and messed that franchise up. He's just a bum. I'm to the point too. I can't believe Fox hired him as a pregame analyst. I'm just done with Urban Meyer. You're a bum.
All right, Scott, who's your bum today?
Well, you know, I got co-bums, so I'm going to just put two out there, all right, since Mark is in the background. First of all, I've got to go with Draymond Green. Will this guy ever learn? No. 5-game suspension for what he did the other night with a little chokehold on Rudy Gobert. Come on, you know, your track record's not going to get you any favors. So, come on, Draymond. Let's get away from the dirty player image, although I guess for the next 5 games you're going to be doing your podcast anyway. And the other one I'm going to say is James Harden. He's 0-5 as an L.A. Clipper, so wherever James goes, the L goes.
you're the spokesman for James Harden being a bum. There you go. I like that.
Oh, you know what? I have no choice. I need to pick on Mr. Beard. And I guess when he retires from the NBA, the best thing you should do is get rid of the beard. That way nobody can recognize this guy.
That's true.
He deserves everything that I throw at him, just like Lance will deserve everything that I throw at him, too.
All right, guys, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about today, and we're going to try to get in as much as we can. We have college football coming up. We have some coaches that have been fired. We have some bowl games getting ready to start happening real soon here, final games of the year. All right, guys, who do you think? Do you think there's too many bowl games in this bracket here? And I think the NCAA actually has all these bowl games so they can make more and more money. Sponsors can make money. Do you think there's too many bowl games? Do you think there's too many teams involved in bowl games? This discussion has gone around nationally many times. But we're going to do it here this morning. We'll start with you, Scott.
No doubt about it. I mean, the only reason I like the bowl games is to give each of these student-athletes an opportunity to play a non-conference type of foe, and it's an opportunity for them to get scouted a little bit more with more tape on there. So, yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, what do we reward? Mediocrity? Really? Well, the NCAA does with all these bowl games, so no question about it.
JT?
I actually don't mind the bowl games as long as teams have a winning record. I know a couple of years ago you had some 5-7 teams. They were even talking about it this year. There could be some 5-7 teams that make it because there's not enough teams that are at 500 in that. But I like the bowl games. I'm a fan of them. I watch them all. I mean, I'm part of Draft 412, so I get to watch get to scout guys an extra game for the prospects. I have no issues with it. I like the fact that we're going to 12 teams next year for the playoffs. I think that'll soothe the problem a little bit, because we'll have some bigger games, more bigger games next year. So I have no problem with it.
Let me add one thing to that, too. Jacksonville State and James Madison aren't able to qualify for bowl because they have to wait 2 years. If cooler heads prevail and common sense does, too, if they don't have enough winning teams, or these two teams should get in, because I think James Madison is 10-0 and Jacksonville State is 7-3. So, you know, those two teams should get in. I know sometimes the NCAA rules are what they are, but come on, give me a break. These two schools are worthy of getting in one.
What you're saying makes sense, but then we're dealing with the NCAA. So, like you said, yeah. they're cooler heads never prevail with the NCAA. That's the problem.
Well, no question about it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, this segment brought to you by you. You ought to call Mata. Call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning today, 724-201-0500. They have furnaces. Of course, you'll probably need to update your furnace and get it looked at. Call them today because winter is coming. 724-201-0500. You ought to call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Give them a call today. Ask for Bill. Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Okay, guys, we're going to go to our next segment here. We have the NFL. Guys, what were your thoughts on the games this week? We'll start with you, JT.
There's some decent matchups this week. Looking over the schedule right now, the best game of the week by far is the Monday night game. The Kelce brothers going against each other. It's a good matchup, Eagles and Chiefs. I think the Steelers got a little bit of a break. I think Deshaun Watson's a good quarterback, but they're bringing Joe Flacco on a plane right now to maybe try him out. So Cleveland's going to be a good matchup for Pittsburgh. A couple other decent matchups too. With I'm looking at it right now. I actually like the Bills Jets matchup because the Bills are coming off a bad. Josh Allen looked terrible last Monday night. So there's some good matchups. I do like the Chiefs and Eagles Monday night. It's about time we get a really good primetime game. I think it'll be a great game Monday night.
All right. How about you, Scott?
Well, number one, I'm intrigued by the Lions and the Bears game because Justin Fields is coming back. So obviously the Lions are on a roll. They have two winnable games between the Bears and the Packers, both on Sunday and on Thanksgiving. So, we'll see whether the Lions can get enough pass rush to contain Justin Fields. I've always said Justin's a dynamic runner, and the Bears have not used him to his strength. And the Lions have, like I said, two winnable games that could really enable them to get to, 9-2 if everything plays out over the next 13 days. The other interesting game will be the Raiders visiting Miami. And Antonio Pierce is 2-0 as a head coach. So you've got a guy here looking to try to earn that full-time spot, and this will be another step in the direction to see if he's able to do that. Again, Miami has a tendency to, I think they're like 6-0 against teams that are losing teams at 0-3. So we'll see what or both of those two streaks remains intact by the end of the weekend. So the Lions and Dolphins game really intrigued me a little bit more. We all know the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, they finally get a good game on Monday night, although the Lions and the Raiders weren't too bad either.
You know what? I'm not going to sleep on the Vikings-Denver Sunday night game, too. I like to see Josh Dobbs on the road. He's been a story. I like to see if he keeps that up as well. And Denver coming off an upset win over Buffalo, that should be a decent Sunday night matchup as well.
Guys, I want to this next segment here is brought to you by Fold and Travel Mobility. Are you handicapped as I am? Are you in a wheelchair as I am? Do you need something of a power chair that folds? Well, call Fold and Travel Mobility today at 1-877-GOTFOLD or get on their website, foldandtravelmobility.com. And let me say this, Fold and Travel Mobility got some excellent, and I'm talking about excellent Black Friday deals. If you get on their website, you can probably get yourself a nice folding power chair at a good price right now for Black Friday deals. So get on their website, Fold and Travel Mobility, or call 1-877-GOTFOLD. Talk to the professionals at Fold and Travel Mobility. All right, guys, this segment here, we're going to talk about first of all, I want to talk about these two teams, and I want to talk with Scott. Wisconsin and Nebraska, as you well know, those two teams got new coaches for this year. Matt Rhule is with Nebraska, and Luke Fickell is with Wisconsin. Scott, tell me a couple things about Luke Fickell right now with Wisconsin. And, guys, I want your opinion on Matt Rhule as well with Nebraska. We'll start with you, Scott.
Well, obviously, Luke Fickell is doing the best job that he can, knowing his top quarterback is down. So, again, a new coach, new system. We all know that Wisconsin is known for running the football. So I don't think Wisconsin knows what type of identity that they really have with a new coach. They really, really don't. Matt Rhule, I know that he's going to do well in the college ranks. That's where he belongs. He was out of place in Carolina. He really, really was. So, you know, I think that Nebraska got that hire right with Rhule. But, you know, you still have two TBDs to be determined on both schools. Now, who do I think is going to win their football game? I wouldn't even know. I guess if I had to, I don't think they really if I were going to bet right now, and I don't bet, I might lean in Nebraska's direction this time. If for no other reason, Wisconsin doesn't have their starting quarterback. But believe me, that's not a pick that you want me to feel very confident about, because I don't. But, you know, again, it comes down to the quarterback. And, again, Matt Rhule has proven himself in college, as has Luke Fickell. I call it a toss-up type of game.
Yeah, Fickell was a candidate once for the Pitt job. He was interviewed, but they didn't hire him. I rooted for him very well at Cincinnati because I thought that maybe perhaps, and then he was the interim coach there for a while at Ohio State when they had all their stuff going on. And so I just wanted, you know, I like Luke Fickell, and I think, as you mentioned, he's going to do some stuff with this Wisconsin program. And we'll see. And Matt Rhule, I like him as a college coach as well. He did well down in Baylor. And we'll see where that goes as well with the Nebraska fan base and everything there.
Keep in mind that recruiting in Wisconsin is a whole lot different than out in Ohio. You have a lot of bigger bodies out, you know, you have a lot of bigger players in Wisconsin than you do. Well, probably, I think, more athletes out in the Ohio area. You draw from Cincinnati and Cleveland. And essentially, what do you draw from out in Nebraska? You know, you've seen a lot of good running backs come out of there, and a lot of offensive linemen, defensive linemen. That's really what they're known for. You get a lot of big players.
And some good linebackers. I mean, T.J. Watt, Nick Herbig. I mean, you know, I've seen some great linebackers, running backs, Dane, and a few other guys have come out of Wisconsin too. So
right,
I mean,
Nebraska, you got Indomitian Sue. So
yeah,
Wisconsin got Braylon Allen right now, who's NFL type running back, and that's the point. They're both 5-5 right now. Wisconsin on paper has more, if you want to say NFL talent, and they do. Nebraska's just building that. They're both just building their. You know, this is two coaches that are going to need a couple of years to build this back up, and hopefully their administration will give them the chance to build these teams. You know, Wisconsin's on a 3-game losing streak right now. Nebraska's lost 2 in a row, and you just got to give these teams some time. I mean, they're going to bring in their recruits. They're going to build these teams the way they see fit, and I like both coaches. I think they're both in spots now that they belong. I agree with what you said about Matt Rhule. I just don't think he was a comfortable coach in the NFL. There's some guys that just aren't cut out for the NFL, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some guys are just very good college coaches, and I think these two guys are. And I think over time, in a very tough Big Ten, of course, because you're going to have a ton of talent in this conference next year, it's going to be ridiculous. They're going to have to really improve their teams to have any prayers of having a winning record with the teams coming in next year.
All right, guys. Our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about baseball. There's been some awards out there, defense and offensive awards. And also Key Brian Hayes here in Pittsburgh. He got a gold glove for defensive third baseman. This segment here is brought to you by Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858, 8th Avenue in Homestead. Stop by Sleep Pittsburgh on your way out to you-know-where to go take a look at Christmas lights. They have a great selection. Leave a few hours early. Stop by in there. They have futons. They have day beds. They have a ton of selection. Check out their website, sleeppittsburgh.com. Also, they do no credit check financing. If you want the best sleep, you got to call Sleep Pittsburgh. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these awards in baseball. We'll start with you, JT.
Well, the MVPs were announced yesterday. There was no surprise there. I mean, Ronald Acuna put up numbers that we haven't seen in the history of baseball, pulling bases and the home runs. I have no problem with that. The awards are all there. And Shohei, of course, I mean, he was basically the MVP in June from what everybody, you know, from just what he was doing on the mound and hitting. Defensive-wise, I love the fact that some guys got awards now. They're starting to give gold gloves out for actual people that field the ball and not just guys that put up numbers. And Brian Hayes is a good point of that. He's the best third baseman in baseball. It's about time someone just says he's the best fielding third baseman in baseball. He's not going to give you 30 homers and 100 RBIs and hit 300 right now like Arenado or guys like that, but he's the best fielder, and that's the way baseball should do it. I mean, you're a gold glover, you should be the best defensive player, not because of what your bat does as well.
All right, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, I'll make my comments brief on this one. Hopefully we'll get a few comments in at some point, but here's the deal. Shohei Ohtani and Acuña were well-deserving of their award, period. They were no-brainers. They were talked about all year. And anytime one gets the unanimous vote, well, do I have to say a whole lot more? No.
All right, guys, that was great, you know, about the awards. All right, now let's talk about some of this managerial change. I know we spoke last night when I was on Fire Up Wisconsin about the Milwaukee hire and Craig Counsell moving on to the Cubs. But we can indulge in that just a little bit more today. But this segment's brought to you by the band Bon Journey, who's a cover band, plays in Western Pennsylvania here. November 18th, they'll be at the 31 Bar in Bridgeville, which is owned by former Penguin goalie Ken Reckitt. Head on down to the 31 Bar, check Bon Journey out, say hello to Kenny while you're down there, and get some, get whatever you need to get down there, 31 Bar. Tomorrow, November 18th, Bon Journey, Best of Bon Jovi and Journey songs. Guys, we have 400 people listening. I want to thank everybody for that, and I also want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Wrestle Talk will not be on next Thursday. We are archiving it, so if you want to see the archive or listen to an archive version, go on blogtalkradio.com, punch up Mancini Media in the search bar. It'll take you over to Mancini Media. And then you punch up, scroll down to Wrestle Talk, and you can listen to one of our archive versions. I'll also be posting this Thursday's version for everyone on my Facebook page and on all my platforms. All right, guys, let's talk about some of these managers. Craig Counsell, as you know, has gone to the Chicago Cubs. He left Milwaukee. Milwaukee has hired Pat Murphy, the bench coach, who is very good at working with young talent. We'll start with you, Scott. What do you think? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, Craig Counsell won't have to worry about a team here not having to work on a budget because the Ricketts family has a lot of moolah. So, you know, right. Now the question is how Craig Counsell can take what he's done in Milwaukee and translate it, you know, 45 minutes away, you know. So I think he'll do all right there. I really do. Now, I heard that Ozzie Guillen doesn't seem to think that the choice is very good. And he liked Ross because he's won a world championship ring. But you know what? I'll take Craig Counsell over David Ross all day long. All-time winningest manager in Brewers history with over 700. On the other side of the fence with the Brewers, Pat Murphy was a good hire. Internal hire, bench coach, you rewarded him. And he brought in, I believe, Weeks, right? Is it Steve Weeks?
Yes.
As well.
Yes, he did.
So, as his associate manager. So, you know what? I think both sides are going to ultimately make out. It'll be interesting to see what moves the Brewers make during the offseason. But, again, you know, they have to work within their budget. They don't have deep pockets like some of these other markets. But Pat
right.
Murphy, to me, has unbelievable credentials. So I think both sides are going to be fine.
Well, I think that Milwaukee – sort of like the Pirates a little bit, but Milwaukee wins more. But they have a very, you know, as long as they have a good minor league system and some young players and complement them with some good free agents, I think Milwaukee could continue to win like they do. JT?
I like the fact that Craig Counsell got rewarded. He's been a baseball guy his whole life. He's a guy that never was the most talented hitter, but did what he had to do. Did well at Milwaukee, did well enough that a team like Chicago would pay the money they're paying for him. So I'm happy for him. And Milwaukee did it the right way. Teams should reward internally a bench coach like Pat Murphy, who's been with San Diego for years, and he's done a little bit of different things too. He's a college baseball coach. He's done that. He's went to San Diego. He's dealt with young players. He's a nice guy to bring in. And for a team like Milwaukee, who you said they love young players, and they're a roster that has to keep changing. They're not going to be a team that just goes out and gets, you know, the big free agents. So I think both teams in the NL Central made good moves.
Well, let me also point this out. There's continuity in Milwaukee, and from what I've heard, that Council was disappointed that the Brewers traded for Josh Hader, with Hader being a free agent. Don't be surprised if the Cubs go out there at least to talk to Hader, and Council might have a little say in that. So just a little something out there as food for thought.
Okay, guys, thank you for that. We're going to move on to our next segment, which is our closing segment, and I'm going to go around to both JT and Scott, and we're going to come up with our closing thoughts for today. That is brought to you by Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio. Call them today, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894, and also email hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com, and check out their website. They have some very nice package deals that will help you out for the Thanksgiving season. If you're not interested in eating turkey, they do have some roast specials where you can buy some roasts if you want to make something like that. Also, check them out on Facebook at Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh, up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They will also ship to your house as well. All right, folks, we're going to wrap things up here. Let's go around for some closing thoughts. JT, what's your closing thoughts on today?
My closing thoughts are this next week coming up is my favorite time of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I love this time of the year. I love the fact there's football on. We're getting close to the bowl season. Baseball hot stove is going to be really heating up. You got basketball, hockey, you got everything. And I'm just saying that for people out there that stress about life in general, just sit back, enjoy some sports these next couple of weeks, and you know, let's turn things around in this country. But let's watch some sports, people, and let's get away from all the negativity.
All right, Scott.
Well, on last week's show, I was hoping the Miami Hurricanes would play a competitive game against Florida State. Guess what? They did. We only lost by 7 points. We get Louisville this weekend for the Howard Schnellenberger Trophy. Only fitting, because Schnellenberger turned both those programs around. So looking forward to attending that game. And I'm really looking forward to going back up to Wisconsin to visit family. But before that, my wife and I have a rivalry game on Thursday with the Lions and the Packers. So it'll be intriguing in my household next week, me being a Lion, her being a Packer. And for whatever it's worth, on January 1st, 2017, we got married at Miller Park. And who was playing? The Lions and the Packers. So a little bit of synergy going on over the next 7 to 10 days for sure.
All right, guys, we're going to go around. I'm going to give my information, and then we'll move on to you other guys. My information is Ralph Williams, 737@gmail.com. Email me, feel free to, with your comments about all the shows and RW Media, all productions. I have a website, www.rwmedia.org. If you're interested in some advertising sponsorship, 412-545-4317. I'll tell you what, man, my rates are so affordable, it beats everybody in town. Also, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter X platform, and I also have my own YouTube channel, and don't forget the radio show, Beaver County Radio, Tuesday nights, 5 to 6 p.m. All right, JT, give us your information.
Yeah, check us out at www.draft412.com. Get on there, sign up for our free newsletter. Stay in tune with the NFL draft. We have so much information on the draft, and we're starting up with basketball, hockey, and baseball for 2024 draft as well. And get a hold of me on the Twitter platform. We're on YouTube. You can also email me at jt@draft412.com if you want to talk, or you have any ideas on any other you have a profile of a player you want me to do, let me know. I'll do it.
All right, Scott.
All right, I'll make it short, sweet. My book is Lessons from the Microphone. It can be purchased on Amazon as well as Kindle. Please subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. Our website www.southfloridatribune.com.
All right. Thank you guys for being part of the program. Everyone for listening. Our final tally was 504 people. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you next Friday here, 11 a.m., The External Bum Show. Ralph Williams, Scott Morgenroth, JT Toth, and for everyone out there, have a great one. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Everything.